corn and soybeans with feathers. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. Corn and soybean growers see poultry differently. What most of us think of as simply a chicken, corn and soybean growers refer to as feed covered with feathers. That's why the export of U.S. poultry is so important to corn and soybean growers. Greg Tyler is Vice President of Marketing for the USA Poultry and Egg Export Council. It's often referred to as USAPEC.
We found that it's mutually beneficial for us to expand export markets because the more exports that we've got going out there, the more production that we're going to have here in the U.S., and of course, the more soybean and corn that we're going to need to feed all those chickens. We have continued to grow in exports. This past year, in 2012, we reached a record $5.7 billion of exports.
The export market for U.S.-fed poultry is growing. Tyler says there are 120 markets spanning the globe that buy U.S. birds. USAPEC is actively working in 75 of those markets from 14 offices scattered throughout the world.
And we found that the more that we can continue to grow these export markets and expand the number of export markets, the better off that we're going to be here in the U.S. on the production side, because we can continue to grow production and at the same time continue the usage of U.S. soybean meal and corn.
Tyler says world poultry demand is growing. It still trails pork, but is catching up quickly.
Because poultry is a very cheap protein source, we see a lot of opportunity in markets such as Africa, Central Asia, Southeast Asia, markets that need low-cost protein sources. And so we've started a lot of expansion efforts into those areas to try to supply the markets with leg quarters, which is our big export. We do think that we can continue to grow these export markets out there because we do have this low-cost protein source, which is going to meet the world demand for protein.
What's amazing is the amount of corn and soybean meal that leave the country with every pound of exported poultry.
About 158 million bushels of soybean meal are exported through poultry every year, and about 323 million corn bushels are exported through poultry. That's a huge amount, and we're reaching record levels, and so the more that we export, the more corn and soybean meal that we're going to be needing. The U.S. poultry industry uses about 1 billion soybean meal bushels a year. That's in the production here in the United States, and so it's a very important customer, and about 50% of the soybean meal produced here in the United States is consumed by the poultry industry.
Greg Tyler is with USAPEC. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield Ag News for America.